together. Come on. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Hallelujah. Well, welcome, family. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And yes, we are continuing the path of Real Talk discussions with dynamic principles based from the messages and our extravagant worship to God, meaning that everything we talk about, the ultimate purpose is to see God glorified on how he can give us the results to conquer our fears and our past discretions and those things that may have been done to us. But yes, we are devoted, fully devoted to Jesus. And we believe that that door of salvation is always open to those in search of it. Yes, he's not slack to his promises. We have to get out of that same mentality of being slack, saying someone's not going to make it. But that I truly believe that door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth until the truth comes, a whole nother subject. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. And yes, through the works of charity and by the actions of love, we feel we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And yes, we will reach the lost and the unsaved here on the Now Network and through P2P Ministries and through all of our covenant partners that we join and minister with. But yes, we are continuing our series on domestic violence next door. And I know today's just going to be kind of a open discussion. I think we both, myself and our co-host Minister B, AKA Carolyn Hamilton, had reached out to a few, and I think some other appointments and calendar conflictions were going to not allow them to be on board. So as we've said, we will continue this throughout the season of 2018. Where did that come from? 2016. That's way back. But we will continue this. Maybe that's when we should have started this. But hallelujah, as we continue in the season of 2018 to discuss and to discover and to expose domestic violence. And so much of domestic violence is right next door. But a lot of people are still, we've had this conversation weekly with different people that we know are out there in the communities and dealing with people. And we've asked the questions, you know, do people really know what domestic violence is? Because we've even went farther into some of our gang activities. We ended last week on talking that even some of the hustling things we used to do were still abuse. Oh my God. We just, you know, all of us had to repent because we found ourselves faced with things we did in our adolescence and in our sin life that now we had to go back into repentance saying, oh, that was just part of the game. No, it wasn't. That was violence. That was domestic violence. But domestic violence can be simply defined as a pattern of behavior in any relationship. That means that if you're in a relationship with somebody and they're trying to gain or maintain power or try to take control over you, to intimidate you, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, economic, psychological, threats of action to influence other people against you. Those are all ways of domestic violence. You know, people have certain bully mentalities. That's domestic violence. You know, to intimidate, terrorize, manipulate, hurt, humiliate, blame, injure, or wound someone. That is domestic violence taking it to another level. And as we always share here on the next, on the Now Network, that it's about the next level. We're going either up or down. There's no middle ground, as we shared this week on Wake Up, Get Up, and Move in Your Purpose, is that you're either giving life or you're either giving death. There is no, I'm just like this when you treat me that way, or I only do this because you did this to me. No, we have to become a new society, especially in the body of Christ, that we are sharing that these things are unacceptable next door, but mostly in our own homes. That we have to take responsibility for the effects of people in our lives and around our lives, and begin to change backgrounds and change old situations. I'm just having this discussion this week over some behavior habits of different people, and some people want to always point back to the parent, and yes, we could have did better, and yes, we should have did better. But when you are now professing life and not death anymore, you cannot let yourself be affected by death anymore. And you have to now still report to the Lord that life, that you are to produce life, what we are, children of life. What is life? It's the light that shines darkness into these situations of unawareness, of the warning signs, you know, planning and not getting into unhealthy relationships. I shared this from the beginning of this series, is that most of us saw the signal day one, the first day. It wasn't against us, still treated us nice and still was mannerable with us, but it was with someone else. That bit of anger or just that animosity or just some, we saw it, but we overlooked it. Oh, yeah, that's not to me. Well, we have to understand that people's behavioral habits are deep. And they last if there is not a breaking of that background, of that curse that most of us carry because of the situations or the people that we've been in. But this is the time that we will dedicate to make awareness live here on the Now Network. I am so blessed that if nobody else shows up, I know our covenant partners are already. I'm talking about involved in the dialogue. Is Minister B is going to be on port, because we can look at our own lives and really, really, really identify with the signals, the signs, and the effects of domestic violence. Now, I'm calling all violence out. That's domestic violence. And I just showed that it could be done in so many different ways. A person humiliating you, that's domestic violence. That's a relational situation. If you're in a relationship with somebody, it's domestic. We don't just have to say boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. We have to get out of the box and say, no, we're going to look at next door and in the store and any other places, that we are being conscious. Asking people, has anybody threatened to hurt you or people you care about? Have you been hit, kicked, punched, pushed, choked, or used physical force against you? Has anybody criticized or blamed you for everything that goes wrong? Are you being humiliated in front of other people? Is somebody trying to control your access to money? Is somebody trying to control your decision-making in the relationship or in the business relationship or in the partnership? Is somebody trying to control your time or your actions? Is somebody putting you down, calling you names, making you feel like you're crazy and you know you're not? Is somebody trying to destroy your property, abuse your pets? Is somebody trying to threaten or hurt or commit suicide if you leave them? Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Is somebody trying to force or coerce you to have sex with them when you don't want to? See, if we answer yes to any of those questions, you are in an abusive relationship. You are not alone. Oh, you thought it was just those that got black eyes and cuts and bruises and police reports and things like that. No, no, no. If you had one similar answer to any of those questions of a yes or maybe that was me, you are in an abusive relationship. You are not alone. See, it's many people just like you dealing with violence at home, dealing with violence at work, dealing with violence in the community, dealing with violence in your neighborhood and the places that you lay your head. You need to make some decisions that, you know what, I need to change the background of what relationships I'm in any now. Now, hold on. Now, I know you say that everything else is okay in those areas. I'm not saying you have to destroy anything. You need to grow everything. Everything must be in line with being in love and in peace with God on both sides. And no matter how finite it might be or how small it may look, or we have to be so aware that we can see clearly for other people that are going through these treacherous situations. Now, if there's somebody out there tonight, we're going to be very informational on this broadcast today. We'll give you a lot of phone numbers. We're going to post them on the event page on our Facebook event. We're going to put this information out there weekly, and that this information is available. But if anybody needs to speak to an advocate or wants to reach out, you can reach out to PTP Hotline at 562-413-3710, or you can call a 24-hour crisis line where you can speak with an advocate, 651-227-8284. That's statewide. You can call 651-227-8284, 24-hour crisis line. They have a toll-free number also, 866-223-111. And then, of course, we've said before, the National Domestic Violence Line is 1-800-799-7233. We will definitely give those numbers out later. But this is where we're at. These are the questions that we want to ask ourselves, that when we're becoming advocates for this disease, when we're becoming the spokesperson for this epidemic, that we know that we've already examined ourselves. Oh, it took me back to last week. Remember last weekend? It was examine myself. And then we came back Wednesday, and through the examination, we had to watch how we talk, watch our thoughts, and know we cannot speak any corruptible, any unpleasing word about anybody, and especially about ourselves. That is our kickoff segment here Real Talk with Pastor E from myself. And yes, this is about Jesus. We are dedicated to Jesus and leading people to Jesus. Without any further ado, I want to introduce our co-host this morning, present our co-host, as if you haven't met her, Mighty Woman of God, growing daily. I see the magnificent move of God in her life by her obedience and her willing to be transparent. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister B, aka Carolyn Hamilton. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Good morning, Pastor, and everyone that is on the line. Awesome.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for being alive today. So that's good in itself.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We are live, and we are available to share and to help somebody else. So I know I'm even getting helped in these conversations, because it lets you be more aware of what you need to be ready for, and especially when you step into this arena. Since it's just me and you this morning, how has this changed your life? I mean, I know it was tragedy that made it grow, but how has this changed your life in awareness and even in the difficult things that may come along with? But how has this touched your life in the growth process since we've been endeavoring in this journey?
It's ironic that you said that, my God, because I left my husband because of verbal abuse. And he's already incarcerated for, he was responsible for killing his daughter's mother. I just got off the phone with him, and if he had a call like 10 minutes later, he said he would have done the show with me. And the growth came from in the process of doing this show. In the process of doing this show, I start what.
Hey, you have a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I just
You need to go get in that car.
I shut it down. So in the process of doing the show, I was just able to speak to him. It's like out the clear, he called and I was telling him that I apologize for the part that I played in things, because in the midst of doing the show, I started seeing me, seeing the fact that I wasn't so much the victim, but I was also the abuser at times, because my mouth has started being like a weapon. And instead of stopping and praying about the situation, I would just go back. And if he said something, I would automatically jump instead of saying, you know, what's going on here? What's wrong? But because I was so used to defending and fighting back in the street, that I took that street mentality home with me into the marriage. And even in the visiting room, we would argue over something as simple as, I didn't want that kind of soda. Why did you get that soda out the machine? And instead of saying, you know, okay, I'll drink the soda, you know, just, I'm like, I might have said something like, that's so stupid. I just told you what kind of soda I wanted. That was aggressive. It was rude. And it just simply wasn't cool. And in return, he would have an attitude. So now you have two pit bulls clashing. And so it took this show to begin healing in me. And the year that we've been apart, he's worked on him. And when I started telling him about the radio show, he was like, I see growth in you. And then he started telling me the things that he's learned. And I'm like, wow, you would be so cool for the radio show. But exactly 9 o'clock, his phone time was up. So that's where I'm at in my life. And it's also taught me how to weigh out and have directions when I walk out the house. If I see somebody arguing and fighting, or instead of yelling and saying, stop that, like, you know, calmly, what's wrong? I mean, you have to weigh out everything before you walk in. So first, you know, Renita was the victim. She was murdered. And then I start saying, you know, incidents that happened to me. And then I start seeing me on the other side. And I'm like, wow, you know, girl, you need help. You need to check yourself. You need, you know, so that's how it's helped me in my life.
Well, I mean, I believe all of us have been touched, because it just brings back so many memories. You know, we've been through a lot of things in life, and that goes from the best to the worst. When we really get deep at this thing, you see that nobody is untouched. Nobody has been immune to this epidemic, even from our childhoods and the things that have been said to people and the way people are being treated. I mean, how many of my friends' mothers were being abused? And I, you know, but then you look at that. You watch something long enough, this is good for society today, that if you do something long enough in front of a kid, believe me, they'll start doing it. I don't care what it is, good or bad. There's no middle ground. Oh, I'm on a middle ground thing. There is no middle ground. You're either given life or it will produce death. And if you do it over and over again, you've developed a habit, but also people who are watching you will develop a habit more. So even in your growth of being redeemed from anger and from abuse, stop doing it in front of your kids. If y'all got to fight, y'all need to get in the car and go somewhere else. The kids need to be protected. You don't need to fight. Right. But if you are still doing, we need to protect the children, because that repetitious action is now producing the same thing. We're going to make it an open discussion today. We're not going to take a lot of time. We're already 30 minutes into the broadcast, and we didn't have a live guest, but we'll open the lines now. If anybody has a comment, something they would like to add into this discussion about domestic violence next door, we want to take this opportunity now to open the lines and give you an opportunity to speak and be heard. Yes, we stole that from Women Speak Now, but this is that time. But so as we go forward, we're going to try to reach out and just branch weekly to some different subjects that we spend about 30 minutes without a guest. We'll just be about 30 minutes into the discussion. We're going to end start the broadcast and end the broadcast with information, domestic crisis hotline, the all the hotlines that are available. Definitely the P2P hotline, Minister B hotline, and everything that we could be available. And we want to be available now, available, not just to take a message, available to say, okay, here, call you right back. Hold on. Don't even hang up. Let me find somewhere. Let me get some in your area that we could do. And we're also still working on that national directory that we could have a number in every state, at least one number in the statewide system that they could go locally into citywide and find them in those directions. Minister Terry, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful family. I tell you, I'm listening to you all. And domestic violence is happening every day. And this is something that should be addressed constantly. And then I was listening to you, Pastor E, when you were saying about domestic violence in the household. Domestic violence right in front of your face. And a lot of times, young women and men, we don't realize it because we are so camouflaged with this love. But love doesn't hurt, love doesn't hate. And when you're being physically abused, physically, emotionally deprived, anything, that is abuse. And that is considered domestic violence. I was just listening to you because, like you said, children, behavior that is learned. And if we're doing it, we're teaching them the wrong behavior. And domestic violence, it is a controlling behavior. They want to control you, and no one's to be controlled. Only God can control us and our actions and everything we do. Amen. I tell you, I'm just listening to you because I said I like to speak to all the young women now. If you're in a relationship, get out of it right now because the time is now, because if you wait, it may be too late. And there is signs. There's signs. We all see the signs. But sometimes we ignore the signs. But if we don't have someone to enlighten us on what the signs are, we can stay in that situation on and on and keep taking it until it's too late. So I'm just saying here. And Pastor E, I was listening to the hotline numbers and Minister Carolyn. So I'll make sure that I post them on the event page, because this is something everybody needs to ever know there is help available. If it's not a family
as you're talking, I'm posting right now.
Amen.
Every state that I could find, and now I'm putting another post up. With the information of the signs, the stuff that I just was sharing earlier, I'm gonna post that also. So we want this information,
amen,
to be live throughout, and we have to know this too. Internet is a great tool to get information out, and if we share each other's stuff, it's just not. I want to share this because I know I do a lot of Facebook sharing, how many times you see me pop up liking you, tagging you on something. It's not to get ratings. I just want to be very transparent with you. Yes, we want you to be on the broadcast, to be a part of it, but it's really to get you to share it with other people that may need the same thing. This is a free service. It's available 7 days a week. I meet people every day that take my card, and they may not be dialing one, but I know they're listening because later on they'll say, man, I heard that show. We're getting a lot of listeners into our internet flow that don't want to call the number and aren't interested in sharing. But the purpose of every one of these links is to share the pertinent information that's going to get out there. And your likes and your shares takes that information to another level. The internet is here for us to use it to benefit these journeys that we're on to share with everybody else, and use it for your own benefit also. You know, that as we share each other's stuff, it's to help grow the message, not the person. Because God is going to do what he's going to do in your life and your career on his own. You be sitting there and all of a sudden something will happen. You be like, oh, Lord, here it comes. Because in the small things, do not be unpleased with the small things and small beginnings. You better embrace those things and hold on to them, because when God moves, when? Now, it's going to be something that some of us, we fall because we're not ready. And we're not, we're looking at, I don't want them to get there. I help you get there. You know, I saw in a lot of people, and either, and other people even asked me, are you charging? No, I'm just doing it. I want to sow that first wave. I want to sow. So it's not such a burden, and people aren't worrying, how can I get this done? And that's what we all need to be greater at. And so that was just a sidebar on the sharing of information. It's not about ratings. God, if it's just one person that heard this show to get today, whether you are a new listener or a archive listener, I've done my job. But if this information is exciting you and hurt helping you, it's there not just for you, but to help somebody else. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else like to get in the conversation? You can dial one right now. We want to bring you in and let you share. As I said, we're not going to be long today. Our two guests didn't show up today, but it's not bad. It's just timing, and we'll make that happen. Area code 470, last 4-0433. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
God bless you, Pastor E. God bless each and every one of you that are on here. This is a very, very great topic, and this is informational stuff that y'all need that is really happening in almost every home in America is coming to is coming with abusiveness, be it verbal abuse, be it mental abuse, be it sexual abuse. There is some type of form of abuse that is happening in homes across America. And one of the things, you know, I'm a child from an abusive marriage, which was my mom. And I think I spoke with you all once before about this. And one of the things that I always asked my mom was, why do you stay? And I believe that many women, they stay because they don't have a way out. So they think, and so because of the abuse, it keeps them in a stuck position that will keep them there. If you leave, I'm going to kill you. If you do this, I'm going to kill you. You know, so it hits the mindset that, man, I'm frozen, I'm broken, I don't know where to go, don't know who to turn to, don't know who to speak to, because of the sound from this man has got me stuck in a position. And it took one day, my mom said, okay, enough is enough. I got these kids. I got to figure out, what am I going to do? And I remember coming home from college. I couldn't even finish my academic or my sports scholarship. I had to leave college just to come home to try to take care of my mom, to try to see what we're going to do. And I remember coming home, and this man, my father-in-law, I mean my stepdad, had beat up on my mama. My mama, I mean, I came in the house, my mama was stretched out in the middle of the kitchen, and he, you know, nervously walking around, trying to, well, I don't know what happened to her. She fell and bumped her head, and you know, so he got out of there. So I got my mom cleaned up. The next day, he jumped on her again. We get a 911 call. I come home, he in the bed, me and my brother. That was the last straw right there. I couldn't take no more. I remember telling him when he threw me down a flight of steps when I was 9 years old, I said, one day, you ain't going to never be able to do this again. And he whooped me when I was when he threw me down to the bottom of the stairs, he whooped me. Don't talk to you this way. Don't talk to me this way. But when I got older, the abuse was no more abuse. Wasn't no more being afraid, wasn't no more being scared. I told my mama, we're getting ready to do something. Then my brother, we went in there, we broke his arm, we broke his pinkies on both fingers, we fractured his skull. Now, was that right thing to do? No, it wasn't the right thing to do. But I felt justified by doing this, me and my brother did. But that was the last day he ever put his hand on my mother. And I'm saying
that dynamic you're bringing that up. It's dynamic you're bringing that up, because we were just saying that children, whatever you see over and over, and I don't care how it goes and goes and excuses are made, the same seeds that are planted, that same seed will come out. And the same violence that you had to endure, no, it's not an excuse. I know the man of God has repented and been forgiven of that transaction, but in that moment when there was still the fear and still the anguish, oh my God, can you see how some young men are out there and they get into this revolving door? And grateful God, I know you're going to hit on this next because I'm going to be quiet, but I know now it didn't define the man you are, but it definitely impacted the young man you were becoming.
Amen. And you know, and a lot of kids, they suffer, you know, like you said, because of a seed being planted. Now that kid grows up, now he's the abuser. Or he's the one who's getting abused because of what he's seen. But I thank God, glory, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, that the seed of the abuser never took hold of me. Because I always grew up saying, I will never be like him. I will never be like him. I'm going to be better than this situation. If I ever get married, God, I'll never put my hand on my wife. I will never abuse my children. I'll never do anything of this matter. If you allow me, if I ever get to this point, God, and that has stuck with me. And but I have two brothers that it affected dearly. That it affected dearly. My brother who helped me, it didn't hurt him, guard him, but my other two brothers, it affected them that they were the abusers. One of my brothers, he's a mental abuser. He abuses women that he feels as though that women are beneath him, but he lays with them. And then my other brother, he beats on his wife. He used to, until his wife had fronted him in front of all of his friends. Then the abuse stopped. And I even told him, I said, how can you beat on your wife when you actually seen mama get beat? I said, I don't even know who you are.
Let me ask you a question. Now, are those two brothers biological from the stepfather?
Yes, they are.
Mm.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, look at that biological connection. Wow. That's a whole series right there. We can kind of touch into that, how it affects families by being biological and just by being raised. I mean, wow, that's a whole nother show. Might have to bring you in for that one, Prophet Dwayne. In case anybody didn't know, this is Prophet Dwayne from the Prophet's Corner here on the Now Network and his other ministry endeavors he has going across this country.
Amen. The Prophet's Closet.
The Prophet's Closet.
Amen.
What did I say?
You said the corner, the Prophet's corner.
That,
which
oh, no,
be.
We in the Prophet's Closet. That's right, my bad. I wasn't looking at the flyer. Well, man, bless you, man.
Man, bless you, too. And I thank God for you, man. I thank God for the work that you're doing. Man, I know that this is going across the airways and it's helping people. I'm telling you, people of God, I'm telling you, God has said something to me, and I wanted to share this with you real quick. If you want to get out of this abusive relationship, the very first thing you have to do, you have to ask God to unlock my mind. Unlock my mind from believing what my mind is telling me that I can't do. Oh, y'all got to hear that. Amen. Mm. See, many people are stuck in situations just because their mind has told them that they can't get out. There's no way out. And the Bible says that without the mind that I can't do anything. And then also the Bible says that the mind is entity against God. That's the carnal thinking. See, but we, being spiritual, we have to now think spiritual things and ask God, unlock my mind, God, so that I can see what you see about me. And that only happens when you have an unlocked mind. I'm telling you, the Lord spoke to me, Pastor, and he said, Dwayne, give me your mind. I want to show you some things that has hindered you because of your thinking. Good God Almighty.
Come on, you're gonna start something. You know, I like how, you know, when you were about to say you almost said the whole fivefold. Preacher, teacher, your pastor, about to eat. You just say you keep it all in one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Almost
love you, man.
Matter of fact, I almost said. Hey man, go ahead, Apostle. We'll talk.
Wait,
love you, man. No, look, man. You work, and you operate in all of them. So if I did call
I go to
you
work.
A pop, so it's still a part of you. Amen. If I called
I'll
you prophet, it's still
yes,
a part
yes,
of
yes.
you.
Yes. I think all that's
right,
how
man,
all, we all need to get. We all need to get labeled that way. I'm just an all server. I'm a servant. Amen. Bless you, man. I'm gonna call you this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Love you.
Love you too. Area code 858, last 4-2359. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E and my co-host, Minister B. Area code 858, last 4-2359. You're live.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
Oh, bless, man.
God bless. Hey, I was messing with a dog, man. I didn't even hear you calling me. But I just wanted to say, man,
you know, excuse me for the noise. I'm over here at this vet. You know, I take care of these pets. But listen, my first introduction to fighting and to being to protect myself was Muhammad Ali, right?
Uh-huh.
And when my mother got married to my sister's father, he was an abuser. And so I always had, as a kid, this fighting mechanism from Ali, the boxer. But not to abuse nobody, but just to win the boxing match. So
right.
I always had this in me at 2 and 3 and 4. And at 5 years old, that man was hitting on my mama. So I got this, you know, I don't know if you ever see a 3-year-old, he'd be thinking he's somebody on TV. Well, I really thought I was Muhammad Ali. And so at 5 years old, I went to grab the gun that my mama had under her pillow. I used to see her, you know, put it there a few times. So I went to grab this gun at 5 years old. But I came out with that little kid that thought he was Muhammad Ali without the boxing gloves. I had the gun.
Right.
And I looked at my mama, and I said, I got it, mama. You want me to show you? And that man looked at me, Pastor,
ooh.
And he just broke down and started crying and got on his knees. He never touched my mama ever again, man. So sometimes it could take a child not only to be affected by it in a negative way, but to be affected by it in a good way to run off the demons, man. That's all I want to say.
Man, much love. Minister Ali, yes, sir, yes, sir. That was deep, man. You always hit it. Anybody else? Come on, we got a couple more minutes. Dial one and...
Pastor E, I have a young man here. He's 15 years old. He's my nephew, and he's going to talk. We could talk to him about what you're going to talk about, domestic violence or bullying, school violence. He'll answer anything you ask him. I want you to do it. Hold on. Here.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain a bit. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister B this morning. Just want to give you, I could think of some questions to ask you, but I'm just want to celebrate you for, first of all, getting on the phone and being willing to share with so many of our listeners across the country. Is this something you'd like to share with us about bullying or about maybe a situation that you've had to go through?
It was just one kid, probably like 2 times my size. And, you know, me, I'm a kid that go to school, you know, I'm well-liked, I know how to talk, I know how to introduce myself. And, you know, it was just one kid, you know, and I don't know, he must have just, like, not liked me for some reason. Like, I couldn't tell you why, like, and you feel me? Like, he just, like, he feels that I was intimidated by him, and you know he's trying to like he was trying to you feel me like trying to bully me in a way, you feel me? And you know, like me, I just went to, you know, my teachers, my mom, you know, people around me who I knew who could help me in my situation, and I just talked to them about it. And, you know, we got the kid, you know, the school counselor got the kid off my back or whatever. And, yeah, you know, we left it alone. But, you know, some kids might be going through something. That's why they do what they do, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, that was one of the situations that I went through.
Amen. Amen. Do you ever get in a situation where you try to help somebody to to not be angry or to go that direction. I heard something you said. You very articulate. I still, and yes, I do feel you. But I heard you in the beginning say that you know how to carry yourself. You know how to speak. Do you share that freely with other people, or is that just a gift you keep for yourself?
Nah, I talk. If you're willing to talk to me, I'm willing to talk to you.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm kind and open hearted with everybody.
Man, I like that. I like that. We need more of you around. I'm gonna get with you offline and see if we can get you back on the network to help some younger people that don't like to listen to us older folks.
Yeah.
And see what happens, man. Well, look, I appreciate you coming on board, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. I look forward to working with you too, sir.
All right, man. God bless you. Wow, that was awesome. I'm grinning.
Amen.
Amen. Any closing remarks from you, Minister Carolyn?
No, I'm just blessed and always each week just learning and getting closer with God. And it's just awesome. I'm so happy and proud of this show on Saturdays at 9 a.m. And it's like sometimes if I oversleep, the Lord will wake me up at 9:05.
Uh-oh. So now you let me know that when God told me to call you at 9:10, I should have called.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's what we're here for, to watch each other's back and to hold each other accountable.
The last thing I want to tell you, and you said something to me about it, but you was like, all right, girl, and I'm going to let you have it your way. But someone else mentioned it and said it to me this week, and it was confirmation that my mentor was quite right. And I should have listened when God told you to tell me the first time. I took it back to the minister, Carolyn, because she told me, the person told me, she said, even though Bubbles was a nickname that your father gave you, it was still the name that people called you in the street.
Damn.
So by you shortening it and saying Minister B, that still has a part of Bubbles in it, so you're living still in both worlds. And I was like, hey, that is so true. So in order for you to move forward into the calling that God has for you, you have to move forward being Carolyn. So I apologize to you, man of God, for not taking the words that came out of your mouth as I was supposed to the first time. But I thank God that he came back around and told me again. It was just confirmation that if I had listened the first time, maybe Bubbles wouldn't have came back and other things that happened after Minister B wouldn't have happened either.
Well. The lessons we learned. The lessons we learned. My God. Amen. Well, you know what? You're forgiven and you're growing. So that's all I can say.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Everybody else, God bless you for joining us today. This has been a dynamic broadcast again with each and every one of your helps and your assistance and your support. We thank God for you. I just want you to know that no matter what's going on, we're here for you. And no matter who you know and who it is, we are available. We'll make ourselves available to help in any way possible and to do the research and to get you in. Connected. All those support lines, those hotlines have been posted on the event page for this Real Talk for this week. It's all on my page and all over several other people's pages. I know Minister Terry will share it a million times as I do, and everybody. I know Minister Carolyn also, but we're asking you to share it with someone who needs to know about domestic violence and how to identify it. But we want you to know that you are loved, that you are honored, that you are appreciated. But the most important thing, know this, you were beautifully made by God, and he's going to take care of you.
One time, say it.
Uh-huh.
He will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out. Here we go. Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like
like you can't bear the love. But don't give in, 'cause there's one thing I know. Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain, make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, 'cause it's not all in vain. No, he'll bring you out, yeah. I've made mistakes that brought me to my knees. And still his loving kindness lived in me. He put his arms around me from the sin and shame.
Bye.
That's right. Is that all right? He will take care of you. Oh. Just clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's all right.
Come on.
Clap your hands and see me.
La 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 la.
I think it's all right.
Hit it with it.
Yeah.
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 Ha ha.